producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. Nice to have you with us today. We want to take a look at some constitutional analysis that's been done by a lady working long in the trenches, Publius Hulda. A known de plume, but that is a great name, and want to take a look at some of the directions that our dear leaders are trying to take us and use the Constitution as a template to gauge what they're doing. I guess we could start off, Publius Hulda, by talking about a letter that you have addressed to the various state legislatures, telling them that a constitutional convention is not a good idea. It's something that Gun Owners of America agrees with you about. In my simple way of looking at things, my conclusion has been, if we can't control politicians who promised to do away with Obamacare, namely the Republican Party, in the last election, what makes us think that once we've elected delegates that will never have to face an electorate again, or chosen delegates, they might even be chosen by a state legislature, but whatever, once they're in, there is no mechanism for reining them back in. And that's been our basic problem with the idea of a constitutional convention. I guess in our short-sighted way of looking at things, our biggest problem is not with the Constitution so much, although I guess if you put me against the wall, I could find this or that that I didn't like. But our main problem is the politicians that are trying to amend it without even bothering to go through any kind of amending process. They just want to proclaim something be the law, and that's that. And they particularly have loved using the courts because they've hornswoggled us, many of our fellow Americans, into thinking that,
well, whatever the court says, that's it, right? That's the last word.
So what say you about that?
Oh, well, the problem, as you have pointed out, is that everyone in the country ignores the Constitution. Nobody knows what it says. So these pro-convention supporters are telling us that the solution, when everybody ignores the Constitution, is to change the Constitution. James Madison warned always against an Article 5 convention, and the reason is this. The second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence recognizes that a people have the sovereign right to throw off their form of government. That principle was implemented to justify our revolution against the King of England, and 11 years later, it was implemented to justify our throwing off our first constitution, which was the Articles of Confederation, and impose an entirely new constitution, the one we have now. That is because delegates to national conventions have plenipotentiary powers. They can do whatever they want. So if there is an Article 5 convention today, the delegates can come up with an entirely new constitution with a new method of ratification. It can be whatever method of ratification they want. And we can get an entirely new constitution imposed on us. The Ford and Rockefeller Foundations came out with the New States Constitution about 50, 60 years ago. They had been trying to get a convention ever since. The new state's constitution is ratified by a referendum called by the president. It doesn't go to the states for ratification. If the delegates propose it, it goes to the president, who calls a referendum, and we know the votes will be counted fairly, don't we?
Oh, I'm sure we do. That's why we've never had any debates over how we have our voting carried out. There's even an argument over whether we should be able to prove that we are who we say we are when we go in to vote.
Right.
I can understand the problem that some of the Democrats have with this, because after all, in Chicago, that's not a problem. So why
right.
should it be for the rest of us?
Right. Let me give an example of the dangers, the problems which have been caused by this massive ignoring of the Constitution. Our Constitution created a limited federal government of enumerated powers. Depending on how you count, we only delegated 18 to 21 powers to the federal government over the country at large. If you go through the Constitution and highlight all the powers delegated to Congress and to the President, you will get a complete list of the objects on which Congress is authorized to appropriate funds. That is how our framers intended that the federal government spending would be controlled. It's limited to the enumerated powers.
So limiting. Our now president is known to have complained about that when he was a sometime lecturer at the University of Chicago School of Law. What we need, he was arguing, are positive rights, not just those negative rights that protect our freedom, but the positive rights for the government to do, well, to do what? I guess whatever it wants.
Whatever they want, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the reason we have an $18 trillion debt plus a couple of $100 trillion in unfunded liabilities is because of all of the unconstitutional spending. And yet we are told that the solution to this is to have a balanced budget amendment where the spending is limited to the revenues, unless, of course, they vote to spend more than the revenues.
It sounds kind of like the Linus dilemma that we see in the Peanuts cartoon. Linus is constantly falling for Lucy's trick to hold the ball in place so he can kick it. He's constantly kicking into empty air because she can't be trusted. He falls flat on his back. And it almost makes me think that if we fall for any of their trust me, we're going to change the Constitution just this way, that we're about in the same league with Linus.
Yeah, we are. And, you know, they tell us that only moral and wise people are going to be delegates to the convention. And I respond, okay, how are delegates to a convention chosen? There are only three ways. Congress can choose them, or the states can choose them, or they can be chosen by a popular election. Well, we the people can't even elect moral and wise people to Congress. We the people can't even elect moral and wise people to our state legislatures. And we the people elected Obama as president. And we elected people to Congress who violate the Constitution. Moral and wise people haven't been in charge of anything in this country for 200 years. And yet we're to believe that they're going to be in charge of an amendment constitution where the delegates have the plenipotentiary power recognized in the second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence to do whatever they want, to abolish our form of government and institute a new one. It's a trick.
I was thinking about your statement just now that we haven't had moral and wise people in charge for 200 years, and I began to rack my little brain, and I went back to as far as Calvin Coolidge, and one could argue that there was a healthy development in American politics, but there was nothing following from his time in office, it was not a counter-revolution. It was a respite. And then on we went with the rest of the program. We're going to be back and talk some more with Publius Holda. You can get some of her columns at renewamerica.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Publius Holda. She, among other things, is an author of many columns, which I found archived at renewamerica.com. Actually, she's you'll find her in many places on the Internet. Not all of them friendly, of course. It doesn't take long to find things that are hostile to yours truly either. So I was very reassured that I had found a kindred spirit when I found some of the groups that were not happy with Publius Holda. And so here we are having a very congenial conversation because neither one of us are probably all that welcome in certain West Side soirees in New York City.
Well,
but that's
no,
okay.
I'm not.
That's okay. There are more things to life than that, even though I'm not sure some of the folks that are in and about such a place are aware of that. We're in flyover country. That's fine with me. Don't land here. Keep flying. So, anyway, we've got a tendency in this country that's been ongoing for quite some time, arguably from the beginning almost, to try to use the mechanism of government to squelch the flame of liberty that certainly was alive, maybe not all that well, at the time of the founding. That's why almost from the get-go we had the so-called Federalist and then the so-called Anti-Federalist. And you get to write confusing titles like that when you get to write the history books. Actually, I would say that the Anti-Federalists were the true defenders of federalism, but the fact that they have that title indicates they didn't do so well in the court of public opinion over time. And God willing, we're going to continue that fight and ultimately prevail. It's been a long march, to use Mr. Gramsci's term, only I'd like to see the long march go in a direction toward greater and greater individual liberty. And clearly the analysis that you have done, Publius Holda, has been to show where we are now so that people don't have a false sense of security about, well, that's unconstitutional, one can't do that. Well, I'm quite familiar with what the Constitution says about the Second Amendment, and it's frequently observed in the breach. It talks about a militia, which is about as popular in polite circles as leprosy. You know that you've really said something over the top in polite society when you start talking about militia. Oh, you're one of those guys, right? But it seems to me that the militia was considered to be very important to the founders. After all, it was their militia that had whooped the British and given us a new form of government. So it doesn't seem to me that the militia is really all that bad a thing.
Right. Let me start at the beginning on the issue of gun control. The powers we delegated to the federal government over the country at large only fall into four categories. One, military defense, international commerce and relations. Two, to control immigration and naturalization. Three, domestically to create a uniform commercial system. Weights and measures, patents and copyrights, a money system based on gold and silver, bankruptcy laws, mail delivery, and some road building, and, with some of the amendments, secure certain civil rights. That's basically all our Constitution gives the federal government authority to do over the country at large. We never delegated any power to the federal government to restrict our arms, guns, or ammunition in any way whatsoever. As a result.
But we're told that no right is absolute. And I look back when I hear that and I think, well, then what does shall not be infringed mean?
Well, first of all, we have to understand that all federal laws, all acts of Congress which pretend to restrict our arms are unconstitutional as outside the scope of the powers delegated. Every rule of the BATF is unconstitutional as outside of the scope of powers delegated and is in violation of Article 1, Section 1 of the Constitution, which says all legislative powers granted by this Constitution are vested in Congress. Any executive order which a president pretends to issue which restricts our arms is unconstitutional as outside the scope of powers delegated to the president. Any Supreme Court opinion which pretends to restrict our arms is unconstitutional as outside the scope of the powers delegated. The federal government has no authority to restrict our arms in any way whatsoever.
And we should have seen it coming in the Dick Act, which was put on the books at the beginning of the 20th century, when an overt change in the meaning of militia was carried out in federal law, assuming that the federal government could define militia when militia was already, thank you very much, well-defined up to that point. But the fact that they thought it needed definition that they would give means we were heading into trouble.
Well, yes, from the very beginning of our country in the early 1630s when the Puritans came over here, the English Puritans, every free male was expected to be armed so that he could defend himself, his family, and his community. There were laws requiring the colonial free males to be armed and trained. We had a 150-year history of free American males being required to be armed and trained by the time of the Federal Convention of 1787 when our present Constitution was written. So our present Constitution at Article 1, Section 8, Clauses 15 and 16 incorporates this 150-year-old history of American free males being required to be armed and trained. That is the militia every citizen in America is automatically a member of the militia and is expected to be armed and trained. So in 1792, Congress passed the Militia Act, which required every able-bodied free citizen between the ages of 18 and 45 to buy a rifle, an ammunition patch, and report to his state militia for training.
Let's come back to that very interesting point that's observed now in the breach. When we get back from these messages, talking with Publius Holda, find some of her columns at...
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Publius Fulda, someone who's been writing for some time about basic constitutional issues, particularly the militia, the proper ordering of power and its relationship between the federal and the state governments. Now, Publius, I've been giving out the web address of renewamerica.com, where you've got quite a nice collection of essays. Is there another site on the web that we should add?
Yes, I'm on News with Views.
Good.
And Freedom Outpost, and a number of others. And then I have my own website.
Well, let's give that out, for goodness sakes.
Yep, PubliusHulda.com.
That's easy enough. Good.
Yes.
Okay, PubliusHulda.com. As you can see, what you're going to find there is what you've been hearing a little bit about. A long-time student of the Constitution, bringing that study to bear on where we are now, what the Constitution really does require of our governors, doesn't require anything of us, but of our governors, and particularly regarding the militia, which means a balance of power in some way between the states and the federal government.
Well, it's more than a balance of power. The Second Amendment says a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The reason for having armed and trained citizens was to protect our free state. James Madison discusses this in Federalist Paper number 46. He talks about the reason that Americans are armed And the reason Americans are armed is so that they can defend themselves, their communities, their families, and their states in the event of federal usurpations of power. That is the purpose of a militia, and that's not me saying that. That's James Madison, father of our Constitution, saying that in Federalist Paper number 46.
Now, that wasn't a view that was only found at that time, at the beginning of our republic, but it seems, from what I can tell, a view that continued for quite some time after that. And we did have, we've referred briefly to the Militia Act that was put on the books about the same time as the final ratification occurred, the Bill of Rights. It seemed to be quite a national consensus that the federal government was limited, and the provision was made for, if need be, use of arms to maintain that balance of power. And, of course, yes. That sounds terribly inappropriate in our time to speak of that. What are you, paranoid or something?
Well, today we want to file lawsuits and let federal judges decide.
Yeah, that's not the plan in mind that the founders had for sure. They spoke about three branches of government, but they intentionally were trying to keep the courts as the weaker of the three. So that seems to me to be points to the fact that we've probably inverted what the founders intended as far as the arrangement of power in our federal system.
We have. Our framers always said that in the event of unconstitutional laws, the first remedy is to vote the usurpers out of office, then resist them and nullify their unconstitutional acts. Our framers never said, when the federal government violates the Constitution, file a lawsuit. They never said, when the federal government violates the Constitution, change the Constitution. No. They said, resist, nullify, don't cooperate, obstruct and impede, don't go along with it. They were manly men. And in our Declaration of Independence, at the seventh paragraph, it says that the colonials resisted with manly firmness the king's invasions on the rights of the people.
Metrosexuals would have been made to feel rather uncomfortable, I would think, with that kind of language.
Yeah, well, I don't think they had metrosexuals then.
At least we don't hear about them.
Right. We're a sissified culture now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's part of the problem because, and it flows from many sources, but certainly one of them being our view of what it means to be a free man and what it means to do what is needed to protect them. I've maintained for some time that one of the best things that I've seen in recent times to indicate that maybe our country still has a pulse in spite of all the efforts to euthanize it, what occurred out in Bunkerville, Nevada, when, although it wasn't a militia of the sort voted by any state legislature, it was definitely a militia that was what was available, and folks from all over the country came to defend a rancher who had been illegally, not to mention unconstitutionally, set upon by the feds, who couldn't wait for the outcome of a court suit for his use of federal lands. And so the folks thought, you know what, that's a bit much. I don't see our government supposed to be like that. And I'm not sure how much complicated constitutional analysis there was, but happily people still seem to have a gut instinct that that was overboard, and there were enough people that went out with their own guns that the feds, who could have overcome them, decided that, yeah, and if we do, maybe it would be the start of an American Civil War. And unlike the one in the 19th century, this wouldn't be over something as ugly as slavery. This one would have no distracting arguments other than, did the federal government go too far?
Right. By the way, the Constitution doesn't permit the federal government to own pasture lands, forests, national parks, etc., etc. The Constitution limits federal land holding to carry out the enumerated powers. They can own a post office. They can own a federal court building, but they're not allowed under the Constitution to own vast tracts of land.
I suppose we could even say they could own a lot of acreage for an artillery range.
Oh, yes, yes. The a federal enclave clause at Article 1, Section 8, next to the last clause, allows them to own and operate dockyards, arsenals, military forts, and the like. But it's limited to the enumerated purposes.
Right.
And forestry and grazing lands is not an enumerated power delegated to the federal government.
And the irony is that they have, in part, sold this usurpation of land ownership by the federal government as somehow the best way to preserve the pristine nature of vast stretches of American land. And when you take a look at what they've done with their stewardship, they ought to be taken to court and put in jail using their own standards.
Right. And protection of the grasslands and forests, that's not an enumerated power.
Not to mention. It would be, as I've remarked on several occasions, if we ever had a government, a federal government that operated within the scope and confines of the Constitution, the value of my house right outside Washington, D.C. in Northern Virginia would plummet. But happily, I've got it paid for, and I'm quite willing to take the hit if we can just get them off our back, because I will be freed as well as everybody else. It's a win-win, as far as I can tell. We're going to be back and talk some more with Publius Hulda, who, by the way, has her own website at publiushulda.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting, and they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays, exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KB. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KBArmor.com. Come and take it.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is constitutional thinker and writer Publius Holda. You can find her writings in many places on the web, but might as well go to our own site at publiusholda.com. Wanted to talk in the time we have remaining about the invasion that's occurring right now. And not only is our federal government not doing anything to repulse it, our federal government is actually instigating the invasion. And, of course, I'm speaking about illegal immigrants and the importation of Muslims from the Middle East, and the need that this brings up for the revitalization of the militia. This is going to be an upward hill climb. The politicians would rather not take on anything of this nature. For one thing, it implies that power might be limited. And even the states are not all that eager, I suspect, because they're getting all these quote-unquote freebies from the federal government. And so why should they kick a good friend in the shins when the money flow might be interrupted if they were to do that? And wouldn't it be so impolite to set up a functioning militia? What would that say to Washington? What would it say to Washington?
That America still has some real men left. That's what it would say.
Well, I think they're here, so how do we get from where we are now to, as you've called it, that revitalized militia?
Well, the first thing the American people have got to understand, we are in terrible danger. There is a video online which depicts the Islamic takeover which is going on right now in Western Europe. The European countries are being repopulated by millions of young Muslim males who are explicit about their intention to breed the native Europeans out of existence and replace the European cultures with Islamic culture. Obama is bringing that here.
And of course, what I don't think the Muslims in Europe understand is when they succeed in that, when they do take over a culture and a government, there goes the welfare payments that they're getting right now, because Muslim culture doesn't produce much.
And no, it doesn't.
So they're going to end up in the same kind of poverty that they're leaving behind in the Middle East.
Yes, well, man is irrational. Aristotle said man is a rational animal. What he meant, I think, is that man has the capacity to be rational, but most people choose not to think.
Otherwise, wouldn't have a job here at Gun Owners of America defending the Second Amendment. Because it's pretty plain what it says. You wouldn't think that there would be a need for an organization and a number of us working here to defend the Second Amendment. But no, I don't think we all are that rational. I think you're spot on.
But remember, the federal government has no authority to restrict guns and ammunition in the first place.
We remind them of that frequently, and that's why we don't get invited to all that many cocktail parties.
All right, Okay, so what are we going to do about this influx of Muslim jihadists, because that's what they are. They are not refugees fleeing tyranny. James Madison gives the answer in Federalist Paper number 46. He says, first thing the state should do when the federal government is usurping power is acting contrary to the Constitution and contrary to their best interests is to resist. Don't cooperate with the federal government.
What a thought. We could ignore them. If the federal government says we want to put them here, we could simply say, sorry, that fort is now closed down, and anybody in there will be arrested and evicted, a.k.a. deported.
But if that doesn't work, then that's the purpose of the militia, to defend the state from invasion. This is an invasion.
Yep.
An act of war is being committed against the American people by their president. It appears that Congress is collaborating with the president in this act of war against the American people. So what are we going to do? Are we going to submit to being taken over?
Well, you didn't see one answer. There's one answer that arose, and from what I can tell, was not in any of the national news. But there's a county in Southside, Virginia, on the North Carolina border, Brunswick County, where, and this was even before the Muslim invasion, this was some MS-13 types from Central America, were to be deposited in this little rural town of Lawrenceville, Virginia. The town's about 2,000 people. And when the buses rolled in with these idealistic young people, all tattooed up, muscular, 18 to 35 years old, the townspeople and the people of the county surrounded the buses. And I guess they were just so excited to see the arrival of these MS-13 that they pressed against the buses and the doors couldn't open. And darn, they had to take the buses away.
And love it. That's just wonderful.
Now, I mean, what do they know? They're just country bumpkins living out there in rural America. But I was so proud to be an American the day I read that. That was just so good.
Well, that's the type of resistance James Madison had in mind.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Ideally,
the state should be doing this as well. And I know that's where you have thought we should be. Why don't we just get into that while we still have a little bit of time as to what the states can do to take advantage. There is that sentiment. I think in many, many, many states, maybe not Massachusetts, but in most of our states, if the states were to take action to revitalize the militia, I think there'd be a hoorah come from great expanses of each state.
Yes. Yeah, I do too. The Article 4, Section 4 of our Constitution imposes on the federal government the duty to protect the states against invasion. We are literally being invaded, but our federal government won't defend us from the invasion. They are fomenting the invasion. So the states have the retained power and the natural right to defend themselves from an overreaching, really treasonous federal government, because this is treason.
Good.
The goal of the Muslim jihadists is to institute Sharia to replace our Constitution and to implement Sharia. That is insurrection.
Now, the ideal solution to that several busloads being dumped or attempted to be dumped in a rural Virginia county, I'm glad that the people themselves did what they did. And as you say, that was the right thing. It would have been even better had the state government itself already organized and caused to function a state militia that could have been deployed under the authority of the state. Then the feds would have been further embarrassed, but of course that might have endangered certain federal funds coming into the state, so I guess we can't have that, can we?
Right. It's, you know, the federal government really did not seize our rights and liberties. The states sold the retained powers and rights of the people and the states to the federal government. They did it for the federal grant money.
They prostituted our rights, we could even say.
They did. They did. Our states are not victims of federal tyranny. They are collaborators with federal tyranny. But about the Lawrenceville, Virginia case, the citizen activism was wonderful. But yes, you are right. It would have been good and proper for the states to have their organized militia ready to repel the bus.
Well, Publius Holder, thank you for what you're doing, for bringing some clarity to these very important issues. PubliusHolder.com is where you can find more information about this very important work that's being done. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Larry.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.